Hi, it's Dave. Welcome to my channel. Recently, there's been a lot of excitement over Tesla stock. In this video, I'm going to share as a Tesla investor why I'm okay if Tesla drops to $500 a share. All right, I'm coming to you from Yellowstone National Park. If you ever get a chance, I highly recommend visiting Yellowstone. It's just an amazing place with lakes and rivers and geysers and just amazing scenery and even wild animals. One of my favorite things to do is kind of take my kids to a new place where they see some kind of amazing scenery or amazing mountains or water or lake and just kind of watch them carefully and see their reaction and watch how they take in the majesty, the awe and wonder of nature. It's an amazing experience. And it's kind of a bonding experience also with my kids and my family. All right, in this video, I'm going to be sharing kind of an important philosophy or value that I have as a long-term investor. And that is to kind of value my current holdings as lower than the market price. So for example, with Tesla kind of breaking $1,000 and even $1,500 and just kind of being a very volatile stock at the moment. For me, I'm okay valuing Tesla at even $300, $400, or $500 in terms of my personal portfolio value. And the reason why I do that is because it allows me to kind of relax and to kind of not take the gains of the market as my true gains. As a long-term investor, I'm looking for long-term appreciation. I'm looking to see Tesla over the next 5, 10, or 15, or even 20 years, how they execute, how they innovate, how they reinvest their profits into new products and new markets. And that's what excites me the most. What excites me is not the intraday or the weekly kind of highs and lows of the market. And it doesn't even excite me to see my portfolio value, right, increase significantly over the past week or month or even several months. I'm looking at a longer term game. I'm looking to invest in the most innovative companies in the world. I'm looking to hold on to them for a long period of time to ride their innovation kind of cycles and their growth periods. All right, I want to dive into some of these thoughts a little deeper and share why I'm personally okay with Tesla dropping to, let's say, $500. But first, a disclaimer. A lot of the thoughts I share on this channel, they're just kind of personal stream of consciousness thoughts that I have on the moment, and they are not investment advice. Every person's situation, financial situation, risk tolerance is extremely different. My situation is different than your situation. Your situation is different than another person's situation. So just take what I'm saying as a grain of salt and as kind of an experiment, kind of as a learning process with just someone who's just sharing, right, their thoughts out loud. All right, number one, the first reason why I'm okay with seeing Tesla drop to 500 is because I bought my shares relatively or very low. See, most of my shares I purchased in 2012 and 2013 at a price at about $30 per share. And at that time, I really saw Tesla as a huge winner in the future, taking over, right, these trillion-dollar markets of auto and even subsidiary or adjacent markets as well. And I saw that possibility is very strong. And so as a result, I put 100% of my liquid assets. I literally drained everything, stuck it into Tesla, and was wanting to hold on to this company as long as I can. Now, I do have an exit plan. My exit plan is to sell a few percent every year. And that can vary. If I feel the stock is kind of high, I might sell a little bit more. If I feel this stock is very low, I might not sell any during that year. However, it's kind of more of a progressive, kind of a slow exit plan over many years. And as long as the company I'm invested in is executing well and still shows great growth potential, I'm holding on to the vast majority of my shares. And that's kind of my own personal investment philosophy. And if Tesla drops to $500 a share, that's still over a 15 times gain on my original purchases of Tesla in just 8 years. Right? 15 times, that's an amazing gain that I'm very happy with. And I don't have to try to value my personal portfolio in Tesla at today's market price. Rather, even if Tesla's at $300, that's still a 10x gain from my original investment, which was a significant amount. So I'm very happy with that. All right, number two, I'm trading my short-term gains for long-term appreciation. Right? This is the idea and the thought process behind it. I think Tesla has appreciated very fast. All that means is investors are giving multiples in years further and further out in Tesla's growth, meaning rather than giving a multiple off of their potential earnings, and let's say in a couple of years, investors are pushing out, right, that timetable to 4 or 5 years, or even 6 years, and giving a multiple on that. Now, it's entirely possible that Tesla actually stays in kind of a high range for quite a while as Tesla grows into that new valuation. But it's also possible that we see a very volatile stock as well in Tesla. But what I try to keep focused on is, let's say in 5 or 10 years, what does Tesla as a company look like, right? Are they executing? Are they really going to new markets? Are they gaining more market share? Do they have better margins? And when I see Tesla in 5 or 10 years, even 15 years, I just see a company that's doing super well and probably the most innovative company in the world, as I believe they are right now. And because of that, I think investors are gonna give them a market cap that they deserve. All right, number three, this attitude of trading my short-term gains for long-term appreciation helps me to relax kind of in a very hyper-emotional market. And it helps me to focus on what's really important. I think that stock price is actually a result of execution, meaning rather than focusing on stock price, I like to focus on the execution. How is this company, right, innovating in new products? How is the demand for their products? And are they able to really defend their superiority in product excellence? When it all comes down to it, it's all about that one customer who has choices and many choices, but yet they decide to fork over, let's say, even a premium for a certain product, and they get really excited about a product and they share about their product. And that is the magic of a company, how well they can really win over, right, the customers in the end. And for me, what's more important than to see the stock price go up and down and see my portfolio go up and down, which I don't even like look at that often. What's more important is to see how well the company is executing. How well are they increasing their lead? And are they on a path of product excellence, growth, and execution? All right, number four, I'm gonna close with this. Even as a long-term investor, I have my own limits. Meaning, if Tesla stock reaches a place where I just really can't justify its present valuation in any form, and I'm highly confident, let's say 95 to 99% confident, that Tesla stock is gonna drop 50% or more in the near future. In that case, I'm probably going to expedite my exit plan. Meaning, rather than selling just a few percent every year, I'm probably going to, you know, expedite, take several years, right, of selling and maybe sell it all at once at the same time. Now, in the end, I'm still probably going to hold a vast majority of my Tesla shares because I could be wrong in that projection and I still want to be invested long term with a sizable amount in this company. However, if valuation is way beyond anything that I think I can justify and I think it's going to crash, I think those are two kind of criteria where I'm going to expedite my selling. All right, I'm curious to hear from you guys. At what price of Tesla stock would you start kind of selling your shares, or have you already sold your shares? And kind of what's your exit plan in the bigger picture? If you like this video, please like it so it can kind of help the algorithm to spread the word. Subscribe to the channel if you haven't. In this channel, we're looking at investment topics from quantitative and qualitative views. We're trying to get beneath the surface, trying to resist following the herd, and really coming up with our own independent thoughts. All right, we'll see you in my next video. Thanks.